W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool funk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. And a bright orange pair of pants. Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the crowd I'm seeing? Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound. But it's too rock and roll to me.
This woman said to her husband, she said, darling, I had a dream about my birthday. And in the dream, I dreamt about earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace. What do you think that means? And he said, just wait till your birthday. And then on her birthday, he gave her a package. She opened it, and it was a book, How to Interpret Dreams. We don't get it sometimes.
I'm gonna dream you right into my life. Yeah, dream.
90.9 FM, Jukebox Journey. This is Loggins and Messina.
Hey, little girl, won't dance with you all night long. The music got me buzzing and I'm pretty loose. I feel the rhythm and it's coming on strong. Baby, 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 rhythm on you, baby, the power of the sound. With everybody jumping, we can bring the house down. So let's get to getting while the getting is right. And oh, that's the rhythm of the night. God knows that I.
I feel a warmth in my heart and my soul that I never knew. This love affair gives me strength that I need just to get me through.
Waiting the Babies, Isn't It Time, here on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G in with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the local library. I always go to the new nonfiction section of the library first. I didn't see anything that really jumped out, so I went upstairs and I'm looking around. I don't really see anything. And then I noticed Jennifer Grey. Remember her from Dirty Dancing? She put out a memoir in 2022. Figured, what the heck, you know? Boy, I tell you, talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Jennifer Grey, man, the first thing she talked about in her book was her nose job. If you've seen any recent pictures of her, she looks nothing like she did in Dirty Dancing. And apparently, it was the doctor's fault. But there was a part in the book where they wrapped up filming Dirty Dancing. And apparently there must have been in her contract about nudity and nude scenes in the movie, because they said that the studio called her and said, you could come and look at a rough cut and we want you to give us the okay to, you know, show those nude scenes. So she's like, all right. And, you know, so she brings her manager. They look at a rough cut of the movie. The movie's over. And she says to her manager, what do you think? Her manager says, leave it in there. The movie stinks. Nobody's going to go see it. Well, the manager wasn't too right about that. But if anything from that movie, we will always have this clip.
For our hands require
nobody puts baby in a corner.
I've been meaning to tell you,
atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up, 'cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup.
Most dog owners have had that thought, like, I wish my dog could talk.
Yeah.
Right? You have that thought. But immediately after that thought, I have the thought of, he's too needy.
Yeah.
If Doogie could talk, and he had a cell phone. Dude, I'd leave the house for 5 minutes. I'd check my voicemail. It'd be like, you have 30 new voicemails. Boop. Hey, what's going on? It's me, Doogie. Listen, I know you said we're going for a walk. I just kind of wanted to touch base. See what time you were thinking. Go ahead and give me a call back. I'm at home. Boop, hey, it's me again. Listen, have you seen my red ball? Yeah, you know the one we take to the park? Cassie can find it. Anyway, it's no big deal. Call me. Boop. The Amazon packages are here. Boop. Hey, y'all. You're not gonna wanna go in the living room.
I see me.
Pretenders at 90.9 FM. I'm going to do a shout out to Catherine pulling another Willie Nelson on the road again. Just for you, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Jukebox Journey. Petty and the Heartbreakers at 90.9 FM. Well, today is April 22nd. On this day back in 1984, Prince released his follow-up to Purple Rain. The name of the new LP was Around the World in a Day. And yeah, it went to number one. Two of the four singles reached the top 10, including this one, which went to number two, Raspberry Beret.
I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down my old man John. turned me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. If it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. The horses wonder who you are. Thunder sounds out till the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. Listen. If I had the chance to do it all again, oh, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
And on this day in 1966, the Trogs released their number one song. Music Carlisle, formerly of the Go-Go's, Mad About You on a Wednesday afternoon. Right now we're going to dip back to 1971. This is Five Man Electrical Band. Electrical Band here at 94.9 FM. Say that 10 times fast. Signs everywhere, a sign. Well, 1967, there was a publication called Music Paper Disc and Music Echo, and they did a poll for the most popular monkey, because 1967, the monkeys were all over the place. Their own TV show, they had number one songs, number one albums. And if you remember the monkeys at all, or if you watched the show, I'm sure you can guess who the most popular monkey was. Davy Jones. Followed up, not even close, was Mickey Dolenz. Peter only got 8%. And then Mike Nesmith brought up the rear with 7%.
Down the street is trying hard. empty. Love, thoughts all seem strange. Two places far away. I need a change of scenery. Ta 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 ta.
Monkeys, Pleasant Valley Sunday. Wrapping up another edition of A Jukebox Journey. 2 hours, I tell you, just flying by. We'll do it all over again and next Wednesday from 12 to 1. I'll also be back this weekend for the big WONY Alumni Weekend. And I'm looking forward to it because joining me on the air will be a former WONY member. I have not seen her in 40 years. So it'll be great to have her back on the air. Until then, have a great rest of the day, a good rest of the week, and happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you.
But one thing that still remains is I love you. And I can't stop thinking about you. Thank you.
Body. I like silver more than gold. cause it's tantalizing. There she goes again, Mara with a carrot stick. I'm a bunny with tunnel vision. I don't wanna be a drone, I wanna be a river. There's water in my bones, I'm soft like a whisper. But I back
your turn into WONY 90.9 on the answer. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless.